Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, a new study finds that if you're lonely, the cause may not be that you're single. It could be that you're just what?
Married. What?
Said with wisdom, sadness, and experience.
Depressed, Peter.
No, not that.
No.
It's not that obvious. I'll give you a hint. I was so lonely before I met Blanky.
Cold.
Yes. Cold. So if you're feeling lonely, put away that cold pint of ice cream and pick up a hot pint of pizza.
That is so stupid.
That's
well, apparently there is a correlation between feeling isolated and feeling physically cold. Changes in temperature affect our sense of community. So if you're feeling lonely, skip the soul-shattering process of dating. Don't settle for a garbage person. Just move to Phoenix.
That is such
it's
bull.
It's so stupid.
I have been lonely in so many climates. That is absolutely, you're telling me it's body heat? Like I'm the fact you,
well,
that.
There's no particular, I don't know if like body heat is why you want other people, but there's a psychological correlation.
I feel like they're just promoting more nude cooking.
I love when studies come up and people yell at you like they're, it's all
like
your
you
idea.
Did.
Peter, no, that's not possible. No, no.
Oh. Hurry, some good news for aspiring writers in Hollywood. More and more people in the film industry are hiring people to write what?
Depositions?
No.
Screenplays?
No. I'll give you a hint. One of the big problems they solve is, do you thank your agent before or after you thank God?
Their award speeches.
Yes, their acceptance speeches. Brad Pitt is just one of the many stars who has hired a writer for his acceptance speeches. This seems bad, but on the other hand, it's basically the only way a person of color could get to write an Oscar speech this year.
Shut up! He's right!
Is it like ghostwriting a book? Like you just share everything and then they make your nonsense thoughts like cogent.
Presumably, and, yeah. That would be how it works. I mean, it's a bad idea when the guy doesn't know you. Because, like, for example, one of Brad Pitt's speeches began, I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I understand it's quite good. And then,
or
of course, last
old.
Year, he just completely plagiarized Michelle Obama's acceptance speech. Amy, after a guide was published online last week, Americans hotly debated the correct way to do what?
A guide? What room does this activity take place in?
It takes place in the bedroom. Amy.
What happens in the bedroom?
Just the most obvious thing that happens in the bedroom.
Sexing.
That's...
Sexing.
Even sleeping.
Sleeping, yes.
Sexing.
Sexing.
We're going to talk about sleeping, and then we're going to double back and talk about whatever sexing is.
Last week... Somebody posted an online guide to sleeping positions showing the 18 possibilities. There are 18 possibilities, from back to side to what could best be described as a kind of face-down ostrich.
This sounds like the most boring Kama Sutra book in the world.
It really does.
Experts say that most adults sleep in the fetal position on the side with the knees tucked. However, most adults in relationships sleep in the I can't feel my arms position.
That's true. I find every single night that I go to sleep one way and I wake up in another position and I'm like, how did I get here? Like I've been transported to some like different magical island.
Is it a different house?
Sometimes it is. I fall asleep on my back. I put my pillow. This is very interesting to everybody. I put my pillows like surround my head with pillows and I just like doze off very well. And then I wake up like a murder scene. Like I'm all over the place. I must do some insane stuff in my sleep.
Wow.
Including snoring, which my wife tells me like every night you snore, I come in and I have to push you out of the position of being on your back. Because when you're back, that's like prime snoring position. But I find it very relaxing to fall asleep that way. And she always falls asleep after me. So she'll walk in. Apparently every night this happens and is like, hey, you're snoring. And like hits me to move me. So actually, I do know how I move.
Yeah. I just made it out.
Yeah. So you sleep on your side, but not voluntarily.
No.
Yeah. I just figured this out.
I just figured it out.